Count Trumpula, still sucking the blood out and the power out of the hands of the corrupt. Welcome to This Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Saturday, March 7th, 2026. Donald Trump, Count Trumpula. He has been sucking the power out of the hands of the elite of this country and of Europe, sucking their joy, their plans, their evil, evil intentions. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Again, my website, thispresenttruth.com. Contact information, Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Donald Trump is like an asteroid that has come into the solar system on direct path to hit the Earth. Well, he was put in place to scuttle the plans of the wicked, not completely scuttle, but to force them to take another directive, a trajectory that they didn't want to take. If it hadn't been for Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton may have been president of the United States of America, bringing in the Rockefeller plan of globalism, her family's plan to rule the world, along with her husband, who set a course for the United States of America, especially in Ukraine during his administration. Donald Trump, the asteroid that was never to come into their orbit, and he did. So, in the last program, I had mentioned that Donald Trump was the focus of the world. He's the leaders of the world. Their focus presently is still on Donald Trump. Yeah, the conflict in Iran, the economy, many things. But still, Donald Trump is the focus of world attention, politics. So I'll present it to you this way. With the conflicts in Israel, yeah, the world is watching what's happening there, what is occurring in Russia, with a new scenario that appears to maybe possibly take, that it might be taking place in the conflict with Ukraine. There may be a pause, possibly, with Zelensky agreeing to call a truce so Zelensky can send some of his high-tech people that are experts in shooting down drones into the Middle East, sending these technicians to the Middle East for the purpose of shooting down Iranian drones. So, yeah, Russia is in focus. China? Well, China is, you might say, in focus because the Strait of Hormuz is closed, and China, quite a great percentage of oil that China needs comes through that strait. Then in this country, the economy, definitely. Everything is the economy. Food prices, oil, heat, energy, focus, that's a focus. Donald Trump is still the main focus. Everything in one way or another, indirectly or directly, ties into him. And it is supposed to be that way, as I stated in the last program. I gave you a detailed account of who Donald Trump is on the March 6th program. The prophecies in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 41, 2, and 3, the day of the dedication, when King Solomon dedicated the temple, he said there would come a unique individual from the nations, a great, powerful end-time empire, to visit Israel, to worship, to pray toward the temple, and acknowledge the God of Israel. Donald Trump did that. A man equal as in stature or position as King Solomon. Solomon being the king of Israel with great splendor. The nations surrounding Israel were looking now at that little nation because it was established as a kingdom. King David made that possible. In the United States, a president would take Air Force One, fly to Israel. In the future, Solomon was stating, there will come a time in the far future, a man of great dignity, power, a Gentile that is recognized internationally. You can't miss him. It's like the sun in the daytime or the moon at night. And this individual with this great authority will come to Israel and pray toward the temple. Solomon was looking at he was describing a peer, someone as a king, as a power, a great power from another country, a distant country over an ocean. So Donald Trump was to be, you might say, prominent during the time of his position of power. Then in Revelation chapter 17, verses 10, specifically the seventh king, who is in power for a short time, it is Donald Trump. So he has to be a main focus. He has to be a center. He has to be the main hub. And of what is happening in the world. To some degree, what is happening internationally is basically a half a step beneath what the Bible is trying to say about the seventh king. Another thing, during his time in power, something shocking would be revealed. Satanism worldwide. And how would God do that? Jeffrey Epstein. The Clintons used to go to Haiti to have the witch doctor perform ritual on their behalf. Hillary, in documentation, would go to California to pray with witches, to a coven, the Church of the Hateful Witches. Witchcraft has been in the background in this country with the Bushes. Barbara Bush, she had on the mantle in their home, she had a miscarry, and they took that child, a boy, put it in a glass vessel, put in formaldehyde, and had it there on the counter or on the shelf or on a shelf somewhere, fireplace, I don't know. And there it was. This is witchcraft. that Barbara Bush may be the daughter of Aleister Crowley, illegitimately. Aleister Crowley, the great witch out of Europe. Witchcraft. And Donald Trump, during his present time, here in 2026, 2025, in the last year with Jeffrey Epstein, even before that, now, with all the documents being released, guess what? Not only is Epstein involved in witchcraft and cannibalism and child sacrifice, drinking blood, but every other form of evil possible. Not just about sex. Satanism worldwide. During Trump's administration, one of the things that this president would do, God would use him, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jesus Christ, the King of the Jews, would use him to expose all the corruption within his kingdom, especially. And the Democrats, you know, they didn't believe the shotgun had shells in it. We want to see the shotgun shells. We want you to pull the trigger. We want to see these files. We want to know what is in the files. Well, Donald Trump pulled the trigger, and they got buckshot in the rear end. And now they're exposed. So Trump is in everyday news internationally. Satanism, worldwide, human trafficking, child human sacrifice. This is happening worldwide, but as president, by releasing the Epstein files, it is now our current events. Then the matter of worldwide illegal border crossings. This isn't just in America. He's addressed the relocation, illegal crossing, or sanctioned relocation of individuals with destructive cultural history and just conduct from the cultures that they come from, uncivilized for the most part, what we would call uncivilized. This is happening internationally, and guess what's happening because of Donald Trump? Because of an American president who is willing to stand up globally and present the problems of not just this country, but the problems of the world to the people of the world, explain to the people of the world what their governments are doing by allowing these individuals, you know, from these destructive cultures of the world coming into their nations. Now the nations are pushing back. The nations are now in Europe are saying no more. There's got to be an end to this. We'll push back. We'll stop it. We'll pass laws. Now, if it hadn't been for Donald Trump, there would be continued sanctioned relocation of these individuals from these countries. Then within this country, corrupt elected officials. And we look at Minnesota, you look at corrupt elected officials that we knew about in the past, the Clintons, the Bushes, father and son. You look at Barry Satoro, Donald Trump is not in the same league. Or I should say, yeah, in that league of despots, even though they were presidents. History talks about what happened with the Caesars of Rome. History reveals to the world for the last 2,000 years they were despots. They were insane. They were mad. They had diseases physically and mentally. That's just the truth. Despots and the American people are beginning to have their eyes open. And even though, you know, it's like you can have your eyes open to the fact that there is a rattlesnake in the shed. And you just decide, well, I have equipment, I have tractors, I have everything I need in that shed. But because of the rattlesnake, I'm just going to have to let the planting season, I'll miss the planting season this year. Well, Donald Trump, he went into the shed. He went into the barn. And he's been dealing with the snakes. He's disrupted what the snakes do. Their poison, the fear that they cause, create. So that is why Donald Count Trumpula, that's why they hate him. He's a different type of creature, and they don't know how to handle him. They don't know how to remove him, though they've tried. Internationally, still, he's in the spotlight. People at home in this country are even some of the talk show hosts that have supported Trump when he's hitting home runs when he gets to base. Oh, they're on his side. When he gets up the plate, oh yes, you bet. And he doesn't hit a home run, he just gets a triple. Well, they're pretty happy. That's acceptable. Then eventually he's hitting doubles. Well, that's great, that's okay. We'd like that he's on base, but we still like him to hit home runs. Then eventually he's hitting a single. He's getting on base, but they're not satisfied. Then he finally is having to watch what's being pitched, and he gets on base through a walk. Now he's having to get on base by getting hit by the ball. People are, fickle. Fickle is a way to put it. As long as he's hitting home runs, he's their man. He's the go-to guy. Yeah. But once he's got to get on base by getting hit by the ball, well, we don't care about the pain that he has to suffer. We don't care whether he got hit in the head, in the shoulder, in the leg, in the hip. We're fickle. Mankind is fickle. American people are fickle. But he's still getting on base for a little bit longer. But he's still the focus of the international communities. Mr. Joe American Citizen may or not like, might not like what's going to happen. Mr. Joe, American citizen, may not like who's going to come to replace Donald Trump. I've discussed it before. Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, in the next verse, 11, a president that had been president of this country is coming back to power. And right now, the American citizens are complaining about Donald Trump. He doesn't have a chance. The Bible says he doesn't have a chance. He does, as long as God wants him in that position, he'll be there. He can't be removed. But very shortly, God is going to relieve him of his duties. In 2019, I gave an analogy on radio. I'm going to give it again today because it's still pertinent. In Revelation chapter 17, in the riddle about the seven final presidents of the United States of America, the first president, in its American presidents, Jimmy Carter, he's number one. Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., William Jefferson Rockefeller Clinton, Barry, then there's George Bush Jr., then there's Barry Satoru, an individual born in Kenya, a prophecy in 1913, a prophecy by a Kenyan prophet in East Africa. The quote was, Kenya, America will have a Kenyan for a president. Barry Satoru, 2008. He is Kenyan. He was not born in the U.S. There is a pastor, David L. Manning, who was upset. He's a black pastor, one of the faithful, upright black pastors of this country. He loves the country. He loves the black people. He loves God. And he said to the black women who voted for Barack Obama, "You're out of your minds. You voted for a black man." And he said, quote, "He was born in a white womb." Some would consider that racial, but it's the fact. A white mother, a black father. He is not black. He is two races, white and black. That's just the truth. So, then you have number seven, Donald J. Trump. Now my analogy. Going to use the example of a hurricane. I'm going to go from memory. I don't remember the velocity of the wind with each incremental jump from just a bad storm into actually what they consider to be hurricane winds. Jimmy Carter, when he became president, the destructive winds of a hurricane began. The economy was bad, got worse. Jimmy Carter, he did other things internationally that were harmful to the nations and to our country. So let's say that the winds were now velocity of, I think, 60, 65 miles an hour would be pretty strong. Then, with Ronald Reagan, the man that everybody considered to be one of the great presidents, since the time of Dick Nixon, maybe so. But he wasn't really, the winds became even more destructive. They jumped to, let's say, 85 miles an hour. Then along comes HW. The winds are now 105. Very destructive. Why? From Jimmy forward. What kind of destructive winds am I talking about? Visiting with you about globalism. Not America first. The world. During Carter years, industry is now beginning to, is on the precipice of moving out of America overseas. That's part of the wind. By the time of Reagan, industry was leaving the shore, the shores of this country. These are the winds I'm talking about, globalist, globalism. With John Kennedy, there was a plan. You might say the little disturbance out in the off the coast of Africa. The disturbance was to begin to bring voters from all the countries into the United States. It was a Kennedy plan. And look at, it's full blown right now. Now coming back to then with Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, the globalism, it expanded. And corruption. You think the George H. Bush senior drug problem was bad at the end of the Reagan administration? And with the Iran-Contra, you think that was bad? This is the United States being, you know, taken over. It's been hijacked. Then you have, like again, with Bill Clinton, now you have more Chinese diplomatic and technology and military secrets going to China, as well as drugs now. The drug industry is booming in the United States. It's a black budget industry, black market. Then with George Jr., then the great attack on the American people begins, the Patriot Act, 9/11. The corruption, the globalism continues with all players involved, internationally and nationally. Then you have Barry Satoru. Now it gets even worse. Now the target has always been the education system, but now it's targeting the children from 208 to 214 in the elementary schools, switching from a God-fearing country to a God-hating country, from democracy to communism. So now the hurricane winds are at 140, 145, the most destructive winds ever in the history of the United States of America, and the American people are not aware of it. This is just history. Now the winds are at 140 miles an hour. If your home is on the shore somewhere along the coast, those waves are coming in a quarter of a mile. And the water rushing out, colliding with the water coming in, whatever's in that zone is going to be destroyed. But then the wisdom of God in the prophecies in the Bible, along comes number 7, Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the eye of the hurricane. Remember, in a hurricane, there are two sides. The initial front coming in, you have an eye of the hurricane, and as that hurricane continues to move inland, you have the back end, which can be even more destructive than the front end, depending on where the hurricane is situated. Donald Trump, when he was removed from office after the 2020 election. He did win the election. He did. And when he won, he was not allowed to be seated again in that position of authority. The individual that was there is not president. I cannot call him president. He might be the CEO of a country, a company. He wasn't president. He was not legitimately elected. Kamala Harris, she knows that they did not win that election. The nations of the world, the leaders of the world, the prime ministers of the world, the people in the city of London, in Pilgrim Society, in China, in Africa, in Central America, in Mexico, they knew that Trump had won the election. The American people refused to admit it, and those that refuse to admit it, they won't admit it, because then they'll be found out to be, they'll be prosecuted, they can go to jail. They can spend their miserable short time that they have left in this earth behind bars. And they don't have much time left. If this prophecy that I'm presenting to you about Donald Trump in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10 is true, then this world in about another 8 years is going to be over. Because Christ will return. No one is going to clean up this mess but Jesus Christ himself. No one can clean it up. The witchcraft of this country is too powerful. The people that are in witchcraft that run America and the families that run America that have given their souls and their lives to be obedient servants of the devil, they're way too powerful. Only Christ can deal with them. Not even the seven churches, not even the lampstands can deal with this evil. It's in the Bible. Donald Trump is the eye of the hurricane. He's only going to keep the winds down for a little while longer. And this is giving the Christian people, and hopefully the people that are not Christians, that don't believe in God, that hate Christians, that hate the Jewish people, that hate mankind, hopefully you'll repent, have a change of heart, and ask Christ, Jesus, to forgive you and your sins. These people that rule this country, these individuals, they are relentless. They are not going to let Donald Trump stay in power much longer. I'm going to tell you about who these people are. Eventually, there's going to come a time when God brings a new Jerusalem to the world. In Revelation chapter 22, after everything is done in the far future, said, outside of God's goodness are going to be dogs like little Fifi or Big Bandit. Dogs, meaning the godless, the impure, those of low morale, those of low character, low lives, I like to say. They are called, there's another term a psychiatrist used, LVPs, low-value people. Psychiatrists have a name for these type of people. They're high-value, they're a high-virtue people, and there are low-virtue people. The low-virtue people are the low-value people. They have low values. They have low virtues. They're low lives. I liked it. And let's face it, the Bible talks about these type of people. So this is in, again, Revelation chapter 22, verse 15. Low moral character. Sorcerers. meaning individuals who are involved in dark arts, in the occult, with witchcraft, Satanism. They're involved with intoxicating drugs. That's one thing they do in these rituals. They take these drugs that alter your mind. Intoxicating drugs, magic arts, and immoral persons. What have we been witnessing through the Epstein files being released? Immoral persons, perverted, molesters, adulterers, and the murderers and idolaters, those that worship idols, anything that can be worshipped. Some worship gold. Some worship silver. Some worship bodies. People are consumed with their physique. You know, when we work out to stay in shape, some people work out to, they want to have bodies like a goddess or the gods. It can be idol worship. Worshipping your body can be idol worship. Idolaters. And it says, and everyone who loves and practices lying. Oh, you can't tell the truth. I don't recall. Do you know what happened to Mr. Vince Foster? Well, what came out in all the hearings? I don't recall. What happened with the Clintons being prosecuted for Whitewater? I don't recall. Lying, deception, cheating. Donald Trump is the eye of the hurricane. Many Christians who are prophetic, who are prophets in their churches, they're upset with Trump because he's not making America first. He's not putting American interests first. He is, to the best of his ability, working with what he has. Like, what was that old saying years ago? We the willing, led by the incompetent, are going to perform the impossible. That's Donald Trump. He cannot, with the wisdom that he has, you have individuals that have been in his cabinet that are of low lives, low moral people. It's just the way it is. So he willingly, led by and working with the incompetent, is attempting to do the impossible with nothing. What he has accomplished with what he's had in his hand is more than any individual, for the most part, in history. He hasn't had a cabinet full of devil worshipers that if they don't play the game, they become the next week's sacrifice. He doesn't have those type of people. He has people around him, I absolutely believe, that are in the occult, advisors, type of people like that, these types. But the Christians, they say that he is not making America great. He is only to hold back the next coming wave of high winds. He cannot save this country. He may have had that thinking. I think he's realizing you cannot save this ship. This ship, it is no way to repair the damage done. in the Supreme Court, in the Senate, in any of the government agencies. You can't save this ship. We don't have a workforce that will be that has the intellectual ability to run this country the way it has been run for 100, 250 years. There is not, we do not have that type of intellectual reserve to draw from. We don't have it. I think Donald Trump realizes that. I think most of the people that are intellectuals of this country, even in the universities, they realize that there is no reserve of individuals that are capable of running any part of this country in the future. Why do you think they are pushing so quickly for AI? They want AI to run all these because there's no pool. There's no intellectual pool to draw from. And for a while, this country will basically run through that AI system. But remember, with AI, everything in the computer industry is built with sand, built with silicone. The Bible says that to the wise person, he who builds... I'm going to read these verses to you. Christ finished his... the constitution of the kingdom of heaven on the Sermon on the Mount. It's called the Constitution of the Kingdom of Heaven, more powerful than the Constitution of the United States of America. And he finishes this way in verse chapter 7, verse 24. The people that are not, that don't read the Bible, well, you do watch the economy. You do see what's happening with the computer world going back to the 50s, especially the 60s, when many graduated from college and began working for IBM and these tech companies. You'll understand that. Well, you'll understand what I'm going to read to you here. This is what Christ said about sand. Everyone who hears the words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who is far-sighted and practical, who is sensible, who built his house on a foundation made of rock. And the rain fell, the floods and the torrents came. That's what's coming to the world now. And the winds blew and slammed against that house. It did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. The foundation, the structure was rock solid. The rock referring to Jesus Christ himself. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish, stupid man who built his house on the sand, and the rain fell, the floods and the torrents came, the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell, and great and complete was its fall. That's what's coming to the United States of America, to the world that is built on this computer AI system that is being presently put together. It has to happen. It's in the Bible. It's in Revelation chapter 13. A system where you can't buy and sell without worshiping and being allegiant to this coming beast and his system. It's there. And Donald Trump is keeping the winds back. Is he going to save this country? No. No. Absolutely not. He is only there to keep the coming horrific, destructive winds of a tribulation, a seven-year time of hardship, to keep it back. When Donald Trump is replaced, removed illegally from his position as the current president of the United States of America, the whole world's going to be watching. And the whole world is going to be in shock. Because when he's replaced, he's going to be replaced by a former U.S. president. And when he's replaced, the whole world is going to be in shock. The people of this country, many of the wicked, are going to rejoice. They want anyone but Trump. And they don't realize they have just basically injected themselves with poison. They have just been deceived. And the winds now and the floods and the rains, God is going to allow what is going to hit the United States of America and the world to hit us internationally. And the Europeans that have hated Donald Trump, these families that have been involved in the occult, that are in the G7 and the Davos, the ex-Bilderbergers, all those that are Pilgrim Society members that have ruled this country and interfered with the freedom of this country for 120 years. When Donald Trump is gone, their little kingdoms are going to be shaken too. And it's going to be at that time that they're going to really begin to think about digging deep. They're already building these underground palaces and underground cities and underground structures. You think they're building above ground presently? These individuals that have all their wealth stored in vaults underneath the ground, that wealth is never going to see the light of day. Their miserable lives are going to be cut very short. Once the new administration comes back to power, these people will have right at 7 years. And some of them, fortunately, may go 7 years and 2 months, 3 months maximum. And they will face Christ when he brings them to Jerusalem to destroy them. They're called the goats, the sheep and the goats. The scripture does give a timeline of mankind's history from Adam to the second coming of Jesus Christ. The first coming was included 2,000 years ago. The King of the Jews was crowned, and he did die, and the government and the religious world did persecute him, and the societies, the people around him, they were all guilty of the crucifixion of this Prince of Peace. They only do it one time. They won't crucify him again. He came at that point, at that time, to redeem mankind to himself. He's still redeeming those who will ask for redemption and ask for remission of their sins. He's redeeming them. And then, those that don't, fire. He's coming to expose everything. And how is he going to do it? One way, through Donald Trump. So now you can see the deep hatred of Trump, because he's interfered and he's forced the world leaders that plan to rule the world, forced them to take the long way around, those that wanted to rule and own the world. They should have already, if Trump had not been elected with Hillary Clinton, the family plan, the Rockefeller plan, would have basically been accomplished. The Rockefellers would have ruled the whole world. The families of the world, the powerful families, these are the rulers that direct the kings and the militaries and the economies for the purpose of owning everything. They have to have in their trust fund. Well, in my trust fund, I own all of Africa. And the other family says, yeah, in my trust fund, I own all of Asia. And another, I own all of South America. And then you have one individual that says, well, like Monopoly, I want to buy your share. I want to buy your, they want the whole world. That family is the Rockefeller family. And they've set up everything to rule the world in exactly the fashion I have just presented to you. But to do it, they have to have artificial intelligence. You see, the people that run the Rockefeller Foundations presently, a lot of them are elderly. They're going to die off very soon. They've been involved with foundations for, same with Rothschilds, for 60 years. They're getting older. And the younger generation, they don't know the background and the history and the methods. So these individuals have put everything in their knowledge into computer chips. And so for the coming family, is it going to be the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers? Or is it going to be the dynasties out of China? Russia's going to be out of the way before very shortly, before not going to be much longer, Russia will be in power. But these families, it says in Revelation chapter 16, verse 16, Armageddon, the kings of the East are coming too. They want their share. And whoever wins the battle of Armageddon, let's exclude Christ. Let's say that Jesus Christ just basically stands back and lets these rulers of the countries of the United States, of Europe, of China, let's say that he just lets them go at it, last man standing. Who's going to come out on top? Who will be the one family to rule the world? It will be the Rockefellers through Barry Satoru. But these families are going to collide. These rulers, these countries, these and within Islam, who is going to be their, I think it's called Mahdi, their prophet. So you see, this is where what is happening in this country. That's why I felt once again today to present to you Donald Trump. This man is in the Bible, Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the seventh king, the noble king, honorable king. At least that is how King Solomon describes him in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 41 through 43. He's a man who knows God. He's a man who came to make the name of the God of Israel great, Yahweh, and the Son of Yahweh, the King of the Jews, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. And King Solomon calls this individual on the same, they're both rulers, they're both kings, they're both prominent in the power structure that they oversee. Solomon, the temple, and the children of Israel, and the stranger, the United States of America, the American people, and everything affiliated and everything tied into the American government. A great president, a great king, a great individual. That's how King Solomon sees it. The American Christians who want Trump to turn things around to make America great, it's not going to happen. He's only the eye of the hurricane. And like I say, this president cannot save the country. Nothing can save this country. Revelation chapter 17 is the United States of America. Read the Bible. See what Revelation chapter 17 says about the U.S., the final seven presidents of the country, verses probably 9 through 12, somewhere in there. Eventually, look what happens at the end to see who destroys the country. It's very clear that at the end of the chapter, the final president of this country will destroy the country. He will be the one that God uses to destroy this country. This country will become such a problem to even the last president that he will just say, let's just completely can the country. And American Christians who don't know the Bible and refuse to believe that America's in the Bible, they are pushing to save the country. You can't, even the people in this country, eventually many will want it to be basically destroyed too. And look at what it says at the end of the chapter 17. There are 10 other powers. They agree. Yeah, we'll work with you. We'll destroy this country, America. It's God's judgment on this country. Like I've stated in the past, I'll state it one more time. I'll probably state it again in the future. Revelation chapter 13 is another chapter that describes the country. It describes the two individuals who will be the two powers, the two people in the final administration working together, what they will do to deceive the world. And they're overseeing these individuals, and it calls them beasts. The word beast implies that they have nothing, no tie to being human at all. They are inhumane. They are not likened to individuals that can display anything of what God has placed within an individual. They have no compassion. They have no empathy. They have only a desire for power, more power, control. They are beasts. They are not human. They have no spirit. They are unable to ever be redeemed, to be forgiven. And their purpose is to be God, to sit as God. The other is to be the prophet, the one who is the prophet to the individual who will claim to be God. So you will have Revelation 17, the United States of America in its authority and power, chapter 18 in the culture, chapter 13 in the two individuals that rule the final country, to rule the country at its end. So the website, thispresenttruth.com. My contact information, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. And may God just give you the strength in your mind to consider and to just be at peace. The end is not yet. I will return for another program. God bless you. I will return.